kind of stuff. Let me tell you, your hands are defiled. Mm-hmm. You need to get away from that. Or if you're playing the lotto all the time, or if you're reading the horoscope every day, you're setting your hands to defilement, and God cannot bless that.
That's right.
I mean, by His very nature, He can't bless that. So He's saying, I want you to cleanse your hands, purify your heart, you double-minded. And He's saying that so that you and Him can have a clear, pure relationship without anything between you. And let me tell you, when you're involved in sin, that comes up as a big issue, a critical issue between you and the Lord God. You don't want that. Because when you go to prayer to have one of your needs met, and all of us have these needs, I'll tell you, some of them are emergency needs, some are something just suddenly came up, but even daily we need shelter, we need clothing, we need raiment, all of those things. We need to have a clear relationship with the Lord God and nothing between us, as the song says, and our Savior.
That's
we can't
right.
have anything there.
That's right. And you know, God's plans for us, Darren, God's plans have always been for good and for welfare and not for calamity or evil, to give us a future and a hope. And He says here in Jeremiah 29, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And again, here we go back to 2 Chronicles. God will be found. He said, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations. If we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. He says, I will give myself to you. I will be found of you.
Well, you know, we had this hand-washing ceremony in our Tuesday night class here about a week ago, and you had a creative idea, and that was to take this plastic garbage can that we don't really use for garbage and trash, but we've had rakes and hose and all kinds of things just standing on end in there to keep them organized in the garage. But you took a Mark's Lot pen and you started writing scripture all over the outside of that trash
yes,
can.
All
right?
This scripture that we've talked about today, I marked on the front of the can.
So then we stuffed that, squashed that thing, got it in the car, took it to the class, and then at the end of the meeting, after we taught all these scriptures, we had people that we trust in the Lord to stand up there with a pitcher, and one held the pitcher, and when people in the class would come up and they'd stick their hands out over this trash can, and they would say, I want to declare my freedom from, and you know, we didn't hear what they were saying. That was between
That's
them
right.
and God.
Mm-hmm.
But we're saying that trash, that junk, that garbage of their lives, that defilement was going into the trash,
mm-hmm.
and they would pour the water over their hands, and they'd wash their hands, and then they'd do it again, and do it a third time. And I'll tell you, the power of God was around that trash can.
Yes.
And people were getting set free. And I've done this for large churches. In fact, when we did that, we had trash cans all over the front of the church. We had mm-hmm. people there with towels and people with pitchers, and we were pouring water over their hands. And I watched people get free of awful memories of Vietnam, awful memories of horrible divorces and bankruptcies and tragedies and trauma and all that kind of stuff. And we're saying to you today that you can do that. You can go in the bathroom, and when God gave me these instructions several years ago, He said, don't do this where you fix your food. Don't do it in the kitchen sink. Go to the bathroom. Turn on the water and start the water going, and then you get the soap and you start saying, God, I want to cut off. I want to sever. I want to push away and put away. And you list what that is out loud. I want to put away that old memory from that divorce, that tragedy from that sudden death in our family, that business failure, all of those things. In other words, you're going to lay it down and say, God, I want to wash my hands of this. And you say that as you're going and you put your hands under the water and say, God, I divorce in the name of Jesus myself from these old memories, from these old associations, from these old relationships. Wash me clean, Lord Jesus. I say you're washing me clean of defilement, old memories, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then do it again. Do it a second time. Then do it a third time. And then take your hands in front of yourself and say, I declare I'm cutting this off. Secondly, I'm pushing it away from my spiritual man, and I declare it has no hold on me anymore.
Amen.
You need to say that out loud as an act of your will. Say, as an act of my will, I say in the name of Jesus, this no longer has a hold on me. I cut it off. I push it away. I declare it's divorced from me. It no longer holds on to me, and I'm not holding on to it.
That's right.
And I'm getting free.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm getting blessed. Now, I've done that several times, and I've shown people how to do that. I've had them do it at my house, their house, all over the place. But I'll tell you, folks, it works. And when you find yourself encumbered or held down, or it's like a wet blanket that follows you all the time, and just something you can't tell you, this will help you do that. Mm-hmm. Now, Barbara, would you mind sharing that story when, you know, right after we'd been married or got married, that you said, my lifestyle has changed, and you and your first husband have been in a huge piano business, and your lifestyle was changing, and you need to get out of a very expensive lease on a building.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share that?
Yes. We had had a four-year lease on a building, or it was a three-year lease. I think it was a three-year lease. And it's getting long enough now, and it's been over for so long, I remember all the details, but I had leased this building from a very wealthy businessman in Greeley who had his own sporting goods company. He was very wealthy. And we had enjoyed some good sales there, but as you said, I had gotten, my first husband, John, had died of cancer, and I was married to you, and you had a different calling on your life than John had had, and we had a highly successful business of selling pianos and organs and servicing people over the years in the 80s, but now it was the beginning of the 90s, and I really felt like I needed to cut off that business, and I needed to go to the owner of the building and ask him to release me from the contract. Well, I did that. I went to him twice, and he said, Barbara, you know that this is business. And he says, I respect you, and I know that you've gone through a loss, but if you will just get this building and rent it to someone else, that's fine. I don't care if it's rented to someone else, but it's your responsibility to find a renter.
Now, he was saying business is business.
Yeah.
And we have a legal contract,
yeah,
and you need
right.
to keep your side of the deal.
And I signed my name. That's right. But I had signed my name when my first husband was still alive. So, you know, things had really changed over the course of that year. And so I went home, and I was really down because here was $40,000 staring me in the face, and I had just gotten married to you, and I want things clean. And I know those of you who are listening, you want things clean. You start new relationships, you don't want old baggage hanging on to you. You want things clean, and that's why we're giving you this teaching here today. And this method by which we can cut off things from the past.
And you weren't condemning this businessman at all. He's a marvelous man.
Oh, no. And he's still a friend. Today, he's still a friend. But I went home, and you said, Barbara, let's go into the bathroom and cut this off. And what I like to do for three times is, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father, I ask Father God to cut off. And then in the name of Jesus, I ask Jesus to cut it off. And Holy Spirit, please cut this off. And so I do that three times, as you have specified, and you cut it off, you divorce yourself from that situation, and you take back everything, and you give back everything. And so we did that evening in the bathroom, and it was on a weekend, and I called him, and I called him on Monday, and I said, I have to see you. And I think he was getting a little tired of me. It's kind of like the woman that went before the king, and she had, what is that? Do you call her the law of importunity? You keep going back. So I
that
did.
Means to bug you.
I went with great trepidation because I'd already heard twice from him that he was not going to let me out of this contract. So I believe it was on a Monday that I went back to him, and I gave him my story again, and I asked him for understanding, and he said, well, Barbara, I'll tell you, you pay one more month's rent on this building, and I'll release you from the contract. Wow! I gladly paid for that one.
That was about $1,200.
Yes. I gladly paid for the month's rent on that building. And I really felt freedom as I walked out of that building. And I know those of you today that are going to do this, you're going to go to your bathroom, you're going to actually cut off from these horrible relationships, these bad business deals that you've been in. You're going to cut that off as an act of your will. And I wish we had you right here and we could take you into our bathroom and actually have you wash
right.
your hands. But we want you to know that this is very important, and we want you to do it because it says, therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. And we don't want this to become sin in your life. We want you to walk out free at last. Hallelujah.
And we're saying that to have dirty hands is not an option.
That's right.
And now with this understanding, it will set you free if you just go do it. And it's a very
Absolutely.
Simple ceremony, but it has profound implications. And it really, folks, is a reverse baptism. See, when we get baptized in water, we get immersed. We're immersed into Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, here you're getting in that immersion, you're getting baptized by a public declaration out of sin.